I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the Tops
in Audio Drama Networks. This is Mutual.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Episode 7, The Lover's Tale, written by Paul Montgomery.
This is perhaps the worst date I have ever been on. 3 hours, and I have not groped a thing.
Well, imagine how I must feel, your doctor. You haven't won me anything.
I bought you enough cotton candy to insulate a J.C. Penney.
I want a giraffe.
These games are rigged, Deirdre. Those milk bottles won't budge for anything less than a carefully aimed Chevy Tahoe. If I buy you a funnel cake, can we make out on the Ferris wheel?
I want a fluorescent purple giraffe.
No, you don't.
I've worked out where I want to display it in the diner. I'm going to start hanging bric-a-brac on the walls like those family-style restaurants. Scrabble boards and ping-pong paddles, and right there over the soup of the day, a big purple giraffe my boyfriend won for me at the carnival.
Yes. Well.
Try the ring toss. No. The bell. Oh, that's perfect. Right over there. You roll up your sleeves and you take the mallet and you bring it down so hard the thing races all the way up the...
Phallic symbol. Up the phallic symbol.
And the bell rings and the man hands you the giraffe, which you present to me, and we go fog up the windows in your Aston Martin.
I thought I had a Mini Cooper.
Well, I've changed my mind, and it's still sex, so what's it to you?
Kindly hand me the hammer.
Yes, sir. That'll be $3.
Quite an operation you have here, sir.
Yes, sir. Back up now, everybody. Mighty Thor has descended, but does the bell toll...
Be quiet! Charlie horses, but don't stop what you're doing.
Do you hear that?
I may have activated the windshield wipers.
No, not that. I mean... I'm awake. Still with me?
Yeah, I'm the blue ball wisp of ectoplasm in the corner, love. What's the matter?
You didn't hear that?
Apparently not, love.
Something outside, out in the streets. Go look, will you?
Try the boards off the window and see for yourself, love.
Raleigh, what's going on out there?
More of the same.
Meaning?
Your property value is plummeting.
Raleigh!
If you must know, a pair of werewolves have unwittingly burst a hydrant and are now gnawing on each other in the gutter. They're sort of floating down the street.
What else do you know about what's happening?
Well, it's better than yesterday, but it may also be better than tomorrow. Hell of a town.
What am I doing up here?
Me.
Hiding.
Being made of meat and gristle, avoiding the vampires and werewolves is probably a wise move, love. I only question why you're doing it here. You have a car, a terribly unsexy car, but highway ready nonetheless. We could shove off, just... push aside the bookcase blocking the door. I call shotgun and...
I won't leave.
Won't or can't? I know there are issues with that in this town.
Won't.
Then pop a Benadryl and we'll make our life bunnies.
This might sound like a cliche, but is that all you ever think about?
Everybody needs an hobby.
How many more old maids do you have to seduce before you qualify as an incubus?
Those horny little devils aren't in it for the pleasure. They're just spawning, cross-pollinating little bumblers. Come on. Come on. I'll sing you a lullaby.
Not in the mood.
Mood is a myth. I'm 6 feet under, love, in Brompton, and I'm consistently ready for a go.
You're a deviant.
Isn't everybody?
No. How long have you been doing this?
I was 11, she was 14. I stopped a seagull from eating her biscuit, and she went...
Post-mortem. When did you realize you could...
be the man of every little girl's dreams?
Is that what you think you do?
You want to know what my most requested role is in the past 25 years? Huh? Barry Manilow. No, I don't do that for me. It's not my idea.
Of course it's for you. You get gratification. They don't ask for it.
Provide a public service.
Oh, I don't want to talk to you right now. I don't want to know how many women there were. No number, however small, could redeem you. To violate something so sacred,
sacred?
Is...
Sacred? We were just bumping uglies in the parking lot of a carnival, darling.
My carnival. I didn't grow up in a house. Okay, I didn't have a backyard. There were weeks where I woke up in a different town every other day. My daddy, he was a roustabout. You know, he built all the tents and spectacle of my home over and over again, only to break it down the next day. I wanted to take my friend to meet my family. He's not here anymore, so I'm pretending. You're a means to an end.
So let's finish what we started.
Go to hell.
Hmm.
I'm going back to bed, and that's not an invitation.
See you at the circus.
You want to win that zebra?
No, an elephant.
You gotta know the tricks. Pick a game, cutie.
Water pistols.
Good choice. Grab your gun and aim for a clown.
This one!
I don't know. Now let's see. How about this one here? See, you want to pick one far away from everybody else's so you're not sharing their water. Then you gotta squeeze the trigger even before the man says so.
But that's cheating.
You want the elephant or not? His job's to make sure you don't go home with an elephant, and he'll cheat if he has to. Now aim for that clown head.
Pistols ready, ladies and germs. First marksman to blow up their balloon wins their choice of a heffalump or woozle.
Elephants!
As they are known in the Americas. Ready, aim, fire!
We're going to win! We're going to win!
Always do.
Come on, come on!
And the winner is number 8.
Your finest elephant, please. There you go, sweet pink.
Thank you, Mommy.
Oh, sweetie, I'm not.
Daddy, look what Mommy won me.
Now that is one handsome anteater.
Vortec.
No, Taddy. He's an elephant.
Oh, I'm just seeing the ears. Well, he looks hungry. I think there was a peanut stand down this way.
Are you coming, Mommy?
I think, you have me confused with someone...
Deirdre! Just the sex goddess I was looking for.
Xander.
I have a problem with the bearded woman.
I know, she's, Right, she's a man. That's not typically how it's done, but Floyd has those long eyelashes.
Unfortunately, that's not the only thing that's long about him, and when I pointed this out to the rest of the audience, he didn't simply... adjust his skirt, he pulled the smallest gun I've ever seen out of his brassiere, and what we're doing now is running away from him. This way!
Don't be stupid.
There could be upwards of 2 bullets in that pistol, so if you'd please...
Fine. Head for the green tent, Sundance. She's harmless, Xander.
She's packing!
Well, you're safe here.
What on earth is that?
An African elephant. Her name is Gypsy.
I've never made love to a woman in full sight of an elephant before.
Doctor.
Roll with it.
I...
you've had a rough day, Miss Frost. The world's going to hell.
There was a little girl and she...
I know. They're everywhere. Isn't it awful? What business do they have coming to the carnival?
Yeah. She thought I was her mother.
Yeah, they should put out traps or something. It's...
She was with Wartek.
Mentioning old boyfriends whilst necking is something of a breach of etiquette, don't you think?
How do you know he was my boyfriend?
I know what you know.
I left her. She was mine and I left her.
You're talking an awful lot.
I haven't seen her since she was a baby. How can I know what she looks like now?
Good imagination.
But it's not. It's her. It's not a guess. It's not an estimation. That's my little girl.
Deirdre, calm down. Whatever you say.
I found you, Mommy. I found you.
Oh, for Christ's sake. What's she doing here? Oh, shoo! Get out of here.
Sweetie, no, don't.
Mommy, I'm sorry.
I am very uncomfortable with this.
Don't go away, baby. Don't. Get off me, Raleigh.
What the bloody hell? What's that about?
I don't know.
I've seen this kid poking around. What is she doing here?
I don't even recognize her. She's a stranger to me, but she's mine.
You never said anything about a daughter.
She's not my life.
Then why bring her here? Come on.
It wasn't... I didn't know she was here. I'd never... I guess she's just in the back of my mind. How could she not be?
Figure it out. I am going for a smoke, love. I'll see you tomorrow night, I guess.
This way.
Oh, I love what you've done with this place.
Sorry about last night.
We've all got baggage, darling.
Well... This is new.
Tell me what you see.
I see nothing. Well, there's a cot, which is enough, I suppose. So let's get down to some business, eh? Who do you want tonight? Still the Dr. Crow? Yeah? All right. This place. You've even got the lights flickering. Curious stain on the ceiling. I've nibbled down to your rotten little core, have I? In other girls' heads, the lawyers, as soon as I slink into their dreams, they've got me up against the wall of a gent's lavatory. Flogged for all my troubles. But you're all parasols and picnic lunches, or so I thought. Now I see you've got a dungeon of your own, eh? Guess that's what it all comes down to for everybody.
Disappointed.
It's your dream, my princess. I'm just along for the... Where have you run off to?
Well, maybe I'm getting into something a little more comfortable.
Ooh. Where's the door gone?
Don't be silly.
Deirdre, this isn't funny. Where's the door?
Retrace your steps.
What? There was a door here. This is where I came from. Where's the...
Misplaced your knob.
Oh, fair...
Wait. Turn up the light for you.
My eyes! You witch! Hey! Oh! Oh. I'm gonna be here a spell then, eh?
Looks like.
Oh, clever, clever, crafty little witch. Oh, this kind of operation requires no small amount of concentration, darling. Hats off to you, know what I'm saying?
Oh, stop your flirting.
Anecdote. A large-bottomed lady in Louisiana ran a used bookshop, kept a pet iguana named Marmaduke, fancies herself a witch just like you, love.
I don't like labels.
Yeah, well, the lady realised what I was up to on the third night. She drums up a dank little hole for me in the back of her brain where I was to spend eternity thinking about my ill-spent death.
That right? Yeah.
Now, this old crone was a right resilient thing. She kept me down in the muck for weeks. I didn't sleep, but neither did she. Couldn't afford to. Takes a lot of willpower to keep up those partitions. Didn't speak to nobody after a while. She turned them all away so she could concentrate on being my jailer. Huh? One afternoon, though, the phone rings, and that's all I needed. Just a flinch, and she's mine. Mush! We take a swan dive off the fire escape. You want to know the very best thing? Vegetable. I drop by the hospital, right? Every Fat Tuesday to drop her off some Mardi Gras beads. She's a vegetable.
So this isn't your first time?
No, have fun. You'll crack, and then you'll experience an intense compulsion to walk downstairs and shove your face in the deep fryer. And it's such a beautiful face.
So I wonder, how long you suppose I got?
Well, judging by the surprise appearance from your brat kid, you'll be Thursday's onion rings.
You're so sure of yourself. Not a doubt in your mind. Fearless.
I know women.
Not this woman.
I'm in you.
And that's where you'll stay. Till I forget you. Like an old recipe or a phrase in Italian. You'll be nothing to me or to anybody.
If you think I'm so despicable, Deirdre, why did this go on so long? You took me nice places, huh? Places a woman like you wouldn't just take anybody. You know what I am and how I spend my nights, right? You might as well be an accomplice, love.
Just using you. I'd think you'd understand that.
Just a dirty little girl playing with matches. Except when you get burnt, it's not an accident. This has been fun for you, and not just this. You enjoyed me, too.
My dreams. Love. You were just long for the ride.
He's dead, you know.
Shame.
Not having a laugh. No, your good doctor's number has been disconnected.
Well, I'll look into it.
What do you see in that bloke, anyway? Even I think he's an arse.
Complicated question.
Fine. I'll read a magazine. Except you haven't left any, and it's pitch black in here, but... I'm glad he's dead! That guy even gave me the creeps when I was wearing him. Oh, so you're off then, alone in the dark? You mean I may not be many things, good or decent or him, but there's one thing I am, and that's unforgettable! You believe...
Are you hiding?
No, I like it here.
Your name is Ella?
Mm-hmm.
You're not. We've never met, but this is... You're not from around here.
I came to see you.
How'd you get here, sweetie?
It's a secret.
Well, you can tell me.
I dreamt it.
You're dreaming now?
Oh, I dream all the time. Even when I'm not sleepy.
I don't understand, sweetie.
Daddy doesn't either. That's why we do the tests.
Tests?
I sit in a box, and there are stickers, and they play music. They ask a lot of questions. Then we go to Burger King. It's okay. I miss you, Mommy. And Daddy doesn't have any pictures, so I dream about what you look like, and then I get to see you. I'm sorry about your friend.
Oh, don't be sorry for him. He's a very bad man, and he's never coming back.
Sometimes he looks like your other friend. He's grouchy, too.
I don't think we'll be seeing much of him either.
Do you like him?
I think I do. We have a lot in common, and there aren't a lot of people like that.
Then you should go find him. That's what I did because I missed you. And now I found you and we could be together.
I'm very proud of you.
Why did you run away?
Oh, because I was scared. I was more scared than I've ever been of anything. And I had no idea how perfect you would be. If I even knew the half of it, I'd never... Maybe I swear I'd never have gone away. I was chicken. I was too chicken to even stay and learn your name. You're so much braver than Mommy.
But you locked up the bad man.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Can I come and see you? For real?
No, I mean, not right now. I live in a very bad neighborhood, and,
but maybe I can come see you. Oh, I'd like that.
I'd like that, too.
Wormwood, a serialized mystery, is produced and distributed by Habit Forming Films, LLC, and features a talented cast of characters. Arthur Russell as Dr. Xander Crow, Sonia Perozzi as Sparrow and Rachel Nolan, Rob Grindlinger as Sheriff Tom Bradley and Don Marino, Anna Maganini as Lynette Bradley, Peggy Nolan, and Commander McQueen, Nicole Rayburn as Deirdre Frost and Harmony Barrister, Peter Dirksen as Jonesy and Jimmy Details, Zachary Folks as Brent Saunders, Robert W. Allen as Special Agent Wojtek, Ben Boodman as Chip Drexel and Bishop Grail, David Johnston as Deputy Wayne Drexel, David Acampo as Jacob Kitter, Andrew Ramirez as Dexter Nolan, Morgan Walsh as Sister George, Brian A. James as Miss Ginter, Samantha Turk as Henry Howe, and Joe J. Thomas as Hank Mason, Mr. Bressier, and your announcer. Additional voices provided by the talented cast. Original music compositions by Todd Hodges. The Wormwood writing staff includes David Acampo, Jeremiah Allen, Rob Allspaw, Paul Montgomery, Jeremy Rogers, and Tiffany K. Whitney. Wormwood created by David Acampo and Jeremy Rogers. Copyright 2009, Habit Forming Films, LLC. Wormwood is a serialized podcast drama and cannot be distributed in part or whole outside of the podcast format without written consent from the creators. For more information on the cast, creators, and individual episode credits, please visit www.wormwoodshow.com. Thank you for listening, and welcome to town.
You're listening to Tuesday Terrors on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is our weekly anthology for science fiction and fantasy as Lothar Tuppen brings you Wednesday Wonders. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of amazing audio, or find the Wednesday Wonders feed in your favorite podcast player. And thank you for listening, everybody.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.